The processional hymn 272. Jesus lives, thy terrors now can no more, O death, appall us. Jesus lives, thy terrors now can no more, O death, appall us.
Jesus lives, thy years we know, thou wilt not enthrall us. Alleluia.
Everybody to this service on this fifth Sunday of Easter. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. Christ is risen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord of all life and peace, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, in whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honor, glory and might, now and forever. And on page 121, we sing the traditional form of the Easter anthems.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ is risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the beginning is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, 252, Alleluia, Alleluia, Give Thanks to the Risen Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 13, beginning at verse 31.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from today's Gospel reading, St. John, chapter 13, verse 35. "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The letters of the word glory provide a useful acrostic to help us think about the gospel reading today. G for God. L for little children. O for one another. R from the middle of the word R, A-R-E. And why? For you. Firstly, G for God. There is sometimes a tendency to read the gospel account as only a human story, to read accounts of incidents as though they were just part of history. There is a tendency sometimes to forget that the gospel is about God being always present, a tendency to neglect the belief that God is always active. The gospel says that in Jesus, God's glory has been made known, and Jesus emphasizes this in the 13th chapter of the gospel, according to St. John, in verses 31 and 32. Judas, the betrayer, has left the room. It would seem a low point, a moment when God might seem very far away. Yet Jesus says, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him." If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. If the disciples needed a reminder who it was that was seated at the table with them, then here it is. What might the fact that Jesus speaks such words at such a point in the story have to say? What do they say about people now seeing God's glory? And L is for little children. In verse 33, Jesus says to the disciples, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, and now I say to you, Where I am going, you cannot come. How, I wonder, did the disciples react to being called little children? Perhaps they were not happy about it. Perhaps they were troubled at Jesus' words that this time left, that his time left with them was short, that he was going where they could not go. When the crisis came, the disciples ran and hid as little children might have done when they were frightened. Then, when Jesus rose from the dead, he found the disciples. In a room with the doors locked, they were as frightened as children would have been. If Jesus was talking to Christians today in the way that he speaks with the disciples, he wouldn't still talk to Christians as little children. Isn't there still a nervousness? Isn't there still an avoidance of danger? Oh, for one another. In verse 34, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. The disciples were not always a happy group. There were tensions among them, conflicts. In the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the mother of James and John comes to Jesus and asks if her sons can sit either side of him in his kingdom. Reading on, when the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. Jesus was aware of the tensions. He was aware that the disciples had not learned as much as they might have done. It would have been easy for the group of disciples to have split after Jesus left them. Jesus makes it a condition of discipleship, not only that they love God, but that they love one another. Christians cannot be recognized as followers of Jesus unless they love one another. How many churches are there where all the church members live up to the commandment of Jesus that they should all love one another? What would churches be like if they did fulfill that commandment? R is the middle letter of the word R, A-R-E. The text speak, if you like, version of the word. In John 13, verse 35, Jesus tells his friends, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus is reinforcing his message. He is making it quite clear. Jesus is saying to his friends that they do not love one another, that not only will they have failed the challenge, but they will not be known as his disciples. Jesus is saying that it is not enough that they recognize that there are divisions between them. They must go further and act to heal whatever it is that divides them. They must be a group of people that is held together by love. Most Christians would probably readily acknowledge that even in the smallest congregations, there can be very deep divisions. Christians might confess those divisions. They might confess that they have failed to live up to Jesus' commandment, and they might think that they have done all they can do. They might think that they are disciples. But Jesus is saying to them that this is not enough. He is saying that Christians will really only be recognized as his disciples if they are prepared to really love one another. And why is for you? If you have love for one another, says Jesus in verse 35. Jesus is speaking to the disciples directly, speaking to them individually. He does not use a parable to make his point. He does not speak of others. He speaks to the hearts of those who were gathered there in that upper room. Jesus does not say to them, if people have love for one another. Instead, he says to them, if you have love for one another. Perhaps there were some of the disciples who turned and looked around the room at their companions and thought to themselves how difficult it was going to be to show the sort of love that Jesus commanded. Jesus would look at churches and would say what he said to those disciples. Other people will see you as my disciple if you have love for one another. It is a verse that asks for a personal response. It is a verse that leaves no doubt to whom he is talking. God, little children, one another, are, and you, glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
In one God.
The
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. The third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, grant that your church, constant in faith and love, may bring forth good fruit. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop, and for this group of parishes. Give unity to all her branches and the strength of Christ, the true vine. Make her various ministers wise in the teaching of Holy Scripture. And we pray in particular today for Pope Leo being installed in Rome. Open our minds to new horizons, new experiences, and a new way of looking at life. May we live by the Spirit, bearing rich fruit to your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, enlighten all in the world who earnestly desire to find the truth, and lead them to those who can show them the way. With your love, cast out the fear that destroys fullness of life. Give wisdom to all rulers and lawgivers, keeping them constant in care for those whom they are committed to serve. We pray for Charles, our King, for the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, the government, and all members of Parliament and peers. We pray for the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly, and the Executive, all Assembly members, and other public representatives. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Simon Harris, and the government in the Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, give grace to our families and friends to recognize the presence of Christ in all we do. In our lives together, make us witnesses to the love that he brings to all who follow him. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering or are recovering from sickness. In particular, we pray for Gordon Roberts. Have mercy on those who are without security of living and have lost their sense of purpose, especially in the midst of the ongoing cost of living and acute health crises in our country. Bring them back to the one source, the one sure source of life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who have glorified you by their lives on earth and left us a good example. Give us grace to praise their memory, not in words alone, but in lives that make us worthy to share with them in your everlasting glory. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness and in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, those washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 432, we omit verses 4 and 5. 432, omitting verses 4 and 5. Love is his word, love is his way. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
Let us pray. The Lord is here.
His presence is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us, that when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Eternal God, in word and sacrament, we proclaim your truth in Jesus Christ and share his life. In his strength, may we ever walk in his way, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. On Wednesday at 11 a.m., the Wednesday Club meets in the parochial hall. Light refreshments will be served, followed by a talk by Councillor Andrew Gowan, who will be reflecting and sharing memories of his year as mayor. Senior members of the parish and community are particularly welcome. Sunday next, the sixth Sunday of Easter, also known as Rogation Sunday, morning prayer at 10 o'clock. Not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday, the 29th of May, it is Ascension Day, and as our church is dedicated to the Ascension, there will be a short celebration of Holy Communion on that day, the 29th, at 7:30 p.m. Looking a bit further ahead, then, Mara Hamlet Badminton Club are holding a coffee morning and cake and plant sale in Mara Hamlet Parochial Hall on Saturday the 31st of May from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And parishioners and friends from Annahilt are cordially invited and very welcome. And Children's Day this year will take place on the third Sunday in June. That's the 15th of June, Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. The recessional hymn 277, Love's Redeeming Work is Done.